All right, good morning and welcome to our stock market update. It's Wednesday, March 2nd, and we have a lot to talk about. The Russian invasion of Ukraine continues and stocks closed lower. In fact, 10 of 11 of the sectors closed lower, and we will take a look at this. Crude oil is skyrocketing. We'll talk about the impact. Today, Fed Chair Powell testifies in front of Congress, so we need to talk about what to expect here. This morning, we had ADP non-farm payrolls released. Will it move the markets? Lots of more earnings are happening, so we will look at some of those and much, much more. But before we dive in and show you what's moving the markets today, if this is your first time here, hi, I'm Marcus Hardcutter, and that super smart guy over there is my head coach, Mark Hodge. And together, we have more than 47 years of trading experience. And every morning, we sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters, and reports. And then we take the most important news and go live right here to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. If you're new to this channel, if this is your first time here, I know it can be overwhelming, but don't worry. We have a special video just for you that I will link to in the description. And that's a great place to get started. So, Mark, let's see what is happening here in the markets. Holy cannoli.
More market volatility, Marcus. And I see you have the S&P up. So the S&P opening a little bit lower, flirting with Monday's close and then dropping yesterday. So finishing the day down 1.6%. Just the volatile markets.
Yeah, for sure. Because, I mean, still in focus is the crisis there, the invasion of Russia, of Ukraine. So let's talk about what's happening there.
Yeah, I mean, you see this impacting stock markets around the world. They're feeling the heat. The S&P fell 1.6% in response to Russian forces attacking civilian areas in Ukraine. So the situation is getting pretty bad over there. That's an understatement. NASDAQ down 1.6% and the Dow falling 1.8%. There were also was a warning from Russia's defense ministry of missile strikes on Ukrainian intelligence and communications facilities in Kyiv. And then there's this 40-mile long convoy of Russian military vehicles approaching the capital, fearing that the conflict is just going to escalate further. So a lot going on, and everybody, the whole world's watching.
Yeah, the whole world's watching and imposing more sanctions on Russia. Russia's stock markets still closed, but here's the RSX that is tracking Russian companies. And we just get an idea here of how bad it actually is when the stock markets will open again. I mean, right now, this is just a guess. I mean, this is where investors saying, well, we don't even know. We don't even know what's going on in Russia, but we believe that it will be ugly. So as you can see, the VanEck Russia ETF has lost significantly from 25 down to 826 yesterday in pre-market trading, losing another 15% after tacking on 23% yesterday. So it seems that these sanctions are definitely hurting the Russian economy, but Putin is not backing down.
Not at this point. I also saw that Russia's SERB bank plunged 95% on the London Stock Exchange, trading as low as a penny after the bank announced it was pulling out of the European market. So financially, it's just getting worse and worse for the Russia and the people.
Yeah, and I mean, this is where also, how does it impact us? So I pulled up Finviz here and looked at yesterday's performance. Let me just zoom in, and we see that these are the S&P 500 sectors. We have 11 sectors, 10 of them negative. The only one is positive, but financial, also banks in the U.S. here, lost yesterday on average 3.23%. And if you look at some of the banks, I mean, for example, Bank of America yesterday lost 3.9%. Wells Fargo lost, 5.7%. Charles Schwab, I mean, not necessarily a bank, but also here down 7.8% yesterday. So, I mean, it just has a global impact.
Sure. And I mean, this is where you're seeing that carry over there. And we mentioned that we have a position on with the wheel strategy in Bank of America. But we're selling puts below these ranges here. So we'll see this week if it falls more. But lower bond yields could potentially take a bite out of bank and asset manager profits, while the conflict in Eastern Europe and sanctions on Russia have some traders worried about the credit market. So that's having an impact on the financials.
Yeah, and it's really interesting how all of this is connected, right? Because there's now this invasion and the global crisis going on. This is where now, if we are looking at what will the Fed do in 2 weeks from now during their meeting, look at this. The FOMC, the CME Fed Watch tool now said, okay, it's probably, yes, it will be an interest rate hike, but only a quarter of a percent. And I mean, recently, the chance of a half percentage point hike was way, way higher. It was, at 30 or even 35% at some point?
Oh, it was at 60% a couple of weeks back. I think when I first started doing the stock market update solo while you were doing your travels, it was at 60%, 61%, and then it calmed down. But, you know, now Powell, he does have testimony today and tomorrow. There are prepared statements, and that was released. Powell said he still sees rate hikes ahead, though he noted that implications for the U.S. economy are highly uncertain from the Ukraine war.
Yeah, and this will be, you see, usually, traders would be extremely focused on this one. We will see. This is where, right now, it's super difficult for traders and investors to find something to focus on. Okay, what's going on? We have the Russia-Ukraine conflict. We had yesterday the ISM manufacturing PMI coming in better than expected. I mean, anything above 50 means expansion. So previously it was 57.6. The forecast was 58 and it came in 58.6. So that is a good sign that the US economy is still strong and expanding. Then this morning we had ADP, non-farm employment change. And I mean, this last time came in a little bit worse than expected, I believe, right? Wasn't it? And I mean, the forecast was only 378,000 jobs added. Boom, came in with 475,000 jobs added. So, I mean, there's good news from the economic front, but I mean, where do you look right now?
Sure. And Marcus, with those ADP non-farm jobs, you see there that there was a release that was better than expected. But another big story here, they dramatically revised the January numbers. And if you recall, they were expecting, they actually reported a loss of jobs. And then this got weird because the non-farm jobs, they were significantly higher than expected on Friday. So traders were wondering, where the heck are these jobs coming from? Well, ADP, they did revise their January numbers, initially reporting a loss of 301,000, now to a gain of 509,000. So somewhere they found 810,000 jobs for January. But that brought the numbers more in line with that Friday report, the big jobs report, when traders were going, what the heck's happening here?
So I think about it. We have the Russia-Ukraine crisis. We have the jobs that right now are conflicting, so it's really, really strong. We have the U.S. economy that looks strong. Then we also have, interest rates. Will they increase? Yes. How much? Well, maybe a little because of all the uncertainty. And then another big one is crude oil. I mean, crude oil, let's just look at the chart. It's just marching higher. I mean, this morning, not only trading above 100, but trading above $110 per barrel. And I mean, this will have an impact on inflation again.
Absolutely. Highs not seen since 2011. I bet you're loving your Tesla right now.
Gosh.
So, but this is where oil does have an impact on inflation. And there's been some numbers, and the general rule of thumb here is that for every $10 increase in the price of oil, U.S. inflation rate rises by 0.4 to 0.5 percentage points. And so, you know, this is where higher costs just in general for fuel and that trickling down to the pump. Right now, the national average for a gallon of gas is $3.65. And if you're in California, that's cheap.
Do you know how much it is at the pump right now for you?
I think last I filled up, it was like 440, 450, but that was like a week ago. So it's probably $5 now.
Right. Now, these rising oil prices, I mean, they help the oil companies. So Chevron, yesterday, we saw up 4%. This morning in pre-market trading, up another third of a percentage point. It's a little bit surprising because when you see that oil prices are soaring like this, that they only rise like 4%. Who else? I mean, I think XOM, ExxonMobil. No, Oxy. That's what it was. So Oxy Petroleum yesterday up 7% in pre-market trading, up another 2.7%. So, I mean, the oil companies are loving the high oil prices.
Yeah, yeah. And Exxon, they're pulling out of Russia. So part of that, when you saw a muted reaction there, you know, from a social perspective, that's a plus, but not necessarily a positive for the stock itself. So Oxy, you saw a huge difference.
Yeah. No, another thing, nobody's really paying too much attention there, but we also have wheat prices that are skyrocketing because, I mean, there's a lot of wheat exported from Russia. And here we see the price of wheat futures over the past few days here, rising from around $8 a bushel to over $10 a bushel. I mean, so, and I don't even know what a bushel exactly is. It's just like a lot of wheat. But yeah, you get the idea. So, I mean, this also can have an impact. So inflation, still a big deal. And President Biden had his first State of the Union address last night. And he said, yeah, we're going to do something. But he was fairly vague about his ideas of how to fight inflation.
I didn't look into it much.
Yeah. All right. So today, again, Fed Chair Powell speaking, but he said, we already kind of know what he's saying, that there's some uncertainty. We see how the markets are reacting by pricing it in. So, I mean, it seems that we are not seeing interest rates rising as quickly as everybody feared. So that's not really overshadowing the markets right now. It's really the uncertainty about the crisis. Talking about uncertainty, let's take a look at the VIX, the fear gauge, still at elevated levels above 30 here. And if we zoom out, that is actually pretty high here.
It is. You're at these upper ranges. It is being sustained. It's staying up there. So we'll see what happens here. You know, we have different strategies for that, a higher VIX environment. I still think it's going to come back, but it's definitely staying at these higher levels for now.
Yeah. Let's take a look at a few movers from yesterday. Target yesterday, huge moves. I mean, as you can see, up almost 10%, 9.84% yesterday on better than expected earnings. We talked about it yesterday morning, but definitely huge mover here. Let me just zoom out so that we see a little bit more. But then we also had disappointing earnings. Zoom yesterday reported earnings down 7.5%. They can't catch a break, right?
Not at all.
Yeah. GoodRx, GDRX, worse than expected earnings, down 38% yesterday. Not recovering in pre-market trading. And then we also had Umbrella moving yesterday, down 30%. I mean, that's just huge. So this year, semiconductors, it's a big one. Then also this morning, let's go through some earnings that were released yesterday after the close and this morning. You want to start with some retailers?
Yes. Let's look at JWN.
All right, JWN here. Huge, massive jump. We have been trading JWN. And I mean, then the bottom fell out of it. So we did not trade this drop. We traded it before. And this morning in pre-market trading, up 25%.
Yeah, huge move. Better than expected quarterly earnings and revenue. They issued a guidance for the fiscal 2022 year, projecting revenue of up to 5% to 7%, which is, you know, with 2021 levels. They were looking at growth, or analysts were looking at growth of 3.7%. So these higher expectations for future guidance, that's always going to be a win, and traders are liking that.
Yeah. Let's continue with retailers. Ross Stores also up this morning, 6%.
Yeah, they reported earnings of $1.04 per share. The expectation was 87 cents, so a lot better there. Also revenue of over $5 billion, which was better than expected too.
All right. So far, good news. But then we have Abercrombie & Fitch. Abercrombie & Fitch, another retailer, but they are down 10% in pre-market trading.
Yeah, ANF, they missed expectations. They reported an adjusted earnings of $1.14 per share, and $1.27 was expected. Revenue came in at $1.16 billion, and $1.18 billion was expected. So a little bit worse than expected, and traders are showing that with the stock being down 10%.
All right, let's take a quick look at SoFi, and then we want to see what's happening here pre-market before we start trading. So SoFi also up 16% on better than expected earnings.
Yeah, they reported a quarterly loss of 15 cents a share, but a loss of 17 cents was expected. Revenue came in at $278.8 million, which was slightly better than expected as well.
All right. So let's see what's happening here in pre-market trading. I'm bringing up the five-minute chart of the NASDAQ, and we see that overnight all over the place. Right now pointing to a slightly higher opening of 0.3%. Very similar picture here to at the E-mini S&P and also the E-mini Dow. They all look the same. They all point to a slightly higher opening here. But we pretty much know from yesterday, that doesn't mean anything. I mean, yesterday we opened around the flat line and then we were sliding. So trade what you see, not what you think, right?
Absolutely. It's nice to see that we're seeing a lot of the movement during the U.S. session, right?
This yes.
It kind of flip-flopped. We had some periods where there's a lot of movement outside of the U.S. session. Now it seems like everybody's waiting for U.S. markets to open, which makes it fun.
Yeah. I mean, we had a great week thus far in trading. I mean, we put on a lot of positions. We were able to close out a few positions with the profit, and we will start trading right now. And if you would like to know how we trade these crazy markets, then take a look at these videos that we have for you. And if you enjoyed this morning's update, click on subscribe, give us a like, and we'll see you in the next one.
Happy trading, everybody.